Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. There's a plan to build more than 4,500 homes near Lake Waccamaw, and it's been forwarded by the Planning Board to the County Commissioners with a favorable endorsement. If commissioners approve of the planned unit development, the homes will be built off of Old Lake Road, approximately 2 miles north of East Columbus High School. Commissioners will set a date for a public hearing at their next regular meeting. Jonathan Forrest Baldwin has been identified as the man shot to death on Browntown Road Tuesday. Sheriff Bill Rogers said an argument escalated into a shooting at the Sandy Field property around 7 p.m. Baldwin was taken by private vehicle to meet an ambulance. He died in the ambulance en route to an area hospital. Nearly 900 citations and violations were issued last Friday and Saturday as part of Operation Spring Break. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office hosted Friday night's efforts with Robeson County. They had help from New Hanover, Pender, Sampson, and Brunswick counties. Saturday night's efforts were focused on the coastal counties. A total of 25 driving while impaired arrest and 875 other charges were reported. We have more on Operation Spring Break on our website. Another veteran's tombstone was reported vandalized this week. Gwendolyn Spears called the sheriff's office after discovering the marker for Franklin Spears was destroyed at a cemetery near Hallsboro. The broken marker was found Wednesday morning. The damage is thought to have been intentional. Whiteville Police have a new program for area seniors, shut-ins, and the disabled. We Call, We Care is a free service. Subscribers will be called by telephone every day at the same time between 8 and 11 a.m. To sign up or for more information, call 910-642-5111 or look up this story at columbuscountynews.com. Today at 10 o'clock is the dedication for the Blue Star Memorial Highway Marker and the Memorial Park at the courthouse in Whiteville. Blue Star markers are placed by garden clubs across the country to honor the military. The Memorial Garden is the new home for several of the county's military monuments that were displaced by the county courthouse restoration. That ceremony again is at 10 a.m. The Columbus Disaster Preparedness Expo is Saturday from 10 until 2 at the fairgrounds. There'll be food, kids' activities, including touch a truck. That's always fun. Area first responders will be out there, and there'll be information on how to prepare for and recover from disasters. The event is free. It's sponsored by the Columbus County Disaster Coalition. Our free rabies clinic will be held Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon at 819 Farmers Union Road. All dogs and cats should be on a leash or in a carrier. The clinic is sponsored by Columbus Animal Protective Services. Movies on Madison is back tonight at the Museum of Natural Science, Whiteville. The museum will present Disney's live-action version of The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid is rated PG. It runs 135 minutes. Remember, there's no pets, no coolers, no alcohol, and no smoking permitted at the museum. The movie starts around dusk. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is at Madison and Columbus Streets in downtown Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.